we're going to have an extension of the first speaker of the afternoon, and I'm going to ask Louis Herrera to introduce him, and I hope you have lots of questions for him. Thank you.
Okay. For those of you that are here, for those of you that just joined, we have a person who is a distributor and vendor of Guide. For those of you that don't know or have heard of Guide and didn't know what it is or never heard of it, it's a very intuitive user interface for the computer. It makes it even useful. So I'm going to pass the microphone to Mark Gibbons and let him go through his presentation. And I will definitely be in the background. And there's some things I learned about Guide that I didn't know, and I thought I knew it all. So, hey, I'm always learning. So this is going to be good. In addition, towards the end, if time permits, I have a product that I would like to introduce to CCCLV called the iPal Ace, which is a screen reader, or I'm sorry, an OCR tool, standalone reading machine with a screen display. For those of you that still want to use whatever vision you have left to look at what you're reading or what is being read to you, you can do so. And you can also use other functions such as audible reminders and other things that are built into this reading machine. So without further ado, I'm going to turn the microphone over to Mark. And Mark, what did Mark disappear off to? Okay. Where did he go? He was supposed to be here. Mark? Uh-oh. Okay. Is he outside? Okay. Mark Gibbons, yeah. Uh-oh. Don't tell me when to take us. Is he a smoker? Ah. He was here earlier. Yeah. And he... Yeah. Yes. Uh-oh. Don't tell me he's... Don't tell me I'm going to be put on the spot in early. I get to go first. Well, see what happens when I'm not ready. But I can get, since I have a microphone, I can, and this microphone is wireless, I can go get the machine and I walk up here. And in the meantime, ADL is not working. Uh-oh. Hey, Brooks, the audio for the assistive listening device. Okay. So, I'm going to be talking to you about this device called the iPal Ace. And the Ace, as I said, it's an OCR tool that is one of the latest products designed by ABIC. The good thing about this device that makes it real cool is that it takes advantage of battery technology that's made it possible to have something this powerful be able to run on batteries. So if you have a place to go and you want to take this device to read something, you don't worry about, am I going to have enough power to, you know, read what I need to read. You will be able to read stuff as you go. The good thing about this device also that I like is that it's very light. It's just under 3 pounds or thereabouts. So since a lot of you and a lot of us, I have a bad shoulder, I can be carrying too much heavy stuff. This device is pretty cool. It's very, very portable, and of course, as I described it, as I said earlier, it has a screen display. I know that for a bunch of you to see from way over there to here is going to be a little difficult, but I'm going to be around, and for those of you that live in Northern California, you can always get Sterling Adaptive to demonstrate it for you and make the device available. So, let's see. I'm going to, for those of you that have some functional vision, can you see the device? I'm holding it up in the air. And I'm going to turn it on now, and if the battery's still good, hello. Okay. I need a power cord. Okay. I don't see that. Oh, it's in my... Let me go get it. Okay, so what's the mic?
It's just right in front of the face. It's just floating.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I got a mic. It's floating. Okay. And I'm going to have to run back and get the power cord, so I'll take the cordless mic while this thing's powering up. Okay, while this machine's powering up, I'm going to get the power cord, because I forgot all about it. Anyway, the beeping noise is telling you that it is booting up. The previous model, the prototype, the biggest complaint was, how do we know if it's running? It doesn't make any noise. So to make it easier for those of us who don't have any clue, for those, because I'm totally blind myself. My ability to see stuff working is no longer. So to tell you that I can look at the screen and know if it's booting up properly or not would be ludicrous, because I wouldn't be able to see it. However, with the beeping noise, it is easy to tell. We know exactly what's going on, and there it is. It booted up. And so now that you heard it say main menu, we know that we have a working tool there. So let me, okay, now the key thing now is going to be, can we get it to read everything that we want. I have some stuff. I was hoping that Mark was still here. I don't know where he disappeared off to, but nevertheless, I do have some printed information we can scan. And if you guys have anything you want to put this product of the test with, we can always do that. The good thing about it is that you have access to a reading machine that can help you if you're partially sighted, and if your vision is such that, you know, you can still read some stuff, and you may need to have access to printed information that you want to look at and your vision gets tired, well, you can let your eyes take and let the screen read, or let the reading, the speech program read to you. I knew I'd get the words out eventually. So, okay. This thing is up now. Now, just to give you an idea what functions are built into the unit, I'm going to hit the home key or the main menu key. Okay, let's see what it's here.
Main menu, scan and read. Magnification. Calendar. Photo album. Clock. Settings. Help. Setting clock, photo out, calendar. Magnification. Scan and read.
Okay, you heard it say scan and read. So I am going to put a brochure in front of it and see what it is. I don't even know what the heck. Oh, I think I know what this is. But let's see how it reads this. It's a travel thing. Let's see. Okay. Oh, hello. It helps if I, let me see.
Magnification, scan and read. Press scan button to read a page.
Okay. It took a picture. Let's see what it found.
There's a firmware upgrade that's coming in that's going to allow you to customize certain settings, because a lot of people don't want to hear this.
Yes, you can plug in an earphone. You can. And I want to stop this because I don't like, what I was trying to get it to read is it's a Amtrak ticket. And I probably had the page where there's all graphics and no writing. So I am going to stop this thing. Let's see. Scan and read. Okay, I'm going to put something in here differently. Let's see. Did my battery die? Did the light go out? Okay, that's interesting. I don't hear any read.
Sound into and out or in. You can read it to various parts. LT4 of the.
Okay, it's probably versus reading.
Effects, or even send it to an external processor or tape deck and back. 7 to give you some ideas for different mixing scenarios. Here are descriptions of a few common applications for the Afoldia Fix 8 11511. Simple recording setup. In this setup, you connect your instruments.
Basically, what I scanned is the reference manual for the mixer that I use to do the audio streaming. So that's the documentation that was scanned. Now, if anybody has anything they want to try and scan, we can try it. I have scanned. You know, when you buy medication, you get the prescription, and it's a very small print. I can read that without a problem. Excuse me? Okay, if the bottle is not flat and you said it, I have read some. I'm not going to tell you this is going to be 100%. However, it will read those. If you can position it by, as I said, by trial, and you can position it where you can read the bottle. I have read some. I read. Oh, this is interesting. I was trying to read a Coke can. Oh, here's a page of our program. Okay, here's a page that we're going to try and put. Okay, let's put it like this and see how it does. Here's another page of something that was brought up to the front, so let's try to see what happens. Oh, absolutely. You can change the voice as well. Let's see. Let's see if it'll read here. At the tone, coordinate universal time.
6:30 p.m. California, time of the flamboyant. Here's the meeting. Tahoe Shasta. Hospitality Diplomat Suite number 1225. Hosted by the ACP Capital Chapter will be open from the close zone. The board meeting till 1 a.m. Friday, April 12, 2013. 8 a.m. Credentials Committee. Tahoe Shasta. 8 a.m.
Okay, the question was asked, can you change, can you slow down the voice? Yes, you can. I am going to go down to the settings, and then I'm going to show you what you can do.
Magnification. Calendar. Photo album. Clock. Settings. General settings. Add delete photos. General settings. Reading speed. 6. 5. 4. Reading speed. Reading mode. Voice. American English, Jill.
American English, Tom.
Australian English, Corinne.
Australian English, Lee.
Canadian French, Julie.
Chinese Mandarin, Tingting.
Mexican Spanish, Paulina.
Russian, Milino.
Turkish, Aylin.
Those are the voices. Okay, she sounds good. Let's see how well she reads. Okay. Out of curiosity, let's see what happens here.
Menu settings.
She's trying to read. I'm trying to get her to read with using the Chinese voice, and she may not like it.
Process concealed.
I tried to do this the other day with a Spanish voice trying to read. Oh, please plug in charger. See? She even knew that. Okay, where are my favorite technical people? Al. Let's see. Okay, that's a good question. I don't need a battery. All I need is an outlet. This device has a rechargeable battery. That's good from 6 to 8 hours. And it does a good job with the battery. We are plugged in and we should be okay. The unit will sense in a second. So now let's see. What did it read again? Let's see. Oh, it's red? Oh, okay. Yeah, but you plugged it in, right?
Okay.
So we are plugged in. It should switch over. But nevertheless, let's see. Let's see. Oh, okay. Oh, it is. I didn't know that it had gone off. Oh, look at that. Okay, so now, about the battery. The battery is a rechargeable battery that takes a couple hours to charge up, and you can use it for, like I said, continuously for up to 6 to 8 hours. About 2 hours. And then you're good to go. The other thing that I can tell you about the device is that it uses two high-definition cameras, one on either side. So when you put a book in front of it and you lay a book down, when you set it up in scan book mode, you can hear it snap two pictures. It'll be the right camera and the left camera taking pictures of each page. And you can save that into a file. Okay? The files you can save with with either the date, or you can create an audio file with the name. You got 5 seconds to dictate a name of the file in your own voice. So when you're scrolling through your list of saved documents, you can hear what the document is all about in your own voice, because you'll be dictating the name of the file. But getting back to the main menu, let me see. Okay. I'm going to go all the way down to, okay, it's the settings, yes. Okay, I reset all settings. Okay, now I'm going to hit the, okay, it resets itself back to Tom as the default voice in the main settings. Now, for those of you that use, let's see.
Add or delete photos.
Add or delete photos.
Set time and date.
You can set the time and date. Like I said, there's a clock in here. And then you have
status
and you can press
customize
that.
Customize main menu. Status. Battery. Charging. 6%.
Okay. That's wonderful. Now let's see.
0.1719. Model, ABCI Pal A's. Serial number, 101,120,002.
So it shows all that information, but... Okay, I'm going to go.
Customize main menu.
Okay, customize main menu. If you have somebody that doesn't care to see all the other features, you can customize the various...
Disable applications.
Yes. You can enable or disable the calendar. You can enable or disable that so they don't see it. Whatever things you disabled will not show up on the main menu, so that's always good. And, of course, a lot of people like to see the clock. And from what I gather, now remember I told you, I'm totally blind. So to me, the clock is fair, I guess. But I can disable it. Enable all applications.
Disable all applications.
You don't want to disable all applications, otherwise it doesn't work. So,
photo calendar,
but
customize main menu.
Okay.
Status, set time and date.
Okay.
Set time.
You can set the time.
Set date.
Okay.
Set time.
You can do all that. Let me go back one more level. Okay, general settings.
General settings. Add delete photos.
No.
General settings. Reading speed. Reading mode. Voice. Font.
Font. Now you're talking about.
Arial. Regular. Arial. Gold. Times New Roman. Regular. Times New Roman. Gold. Verdana. Regular. Verdana. Gold.
Okay, so you have access to those fonts you can choose from. Okay, let me see. Let me go back one level.
Add delete photos. Set state. Upgrade software. Customize main menu. Status. Set add delete photos. General settings. Reading speed. Reading voice font. Font size.
Here you can go. Set a default font size, and
96, 79, 127, 9756, 436,
38,
56, 72, 96, 750, 436.
So you can change the font size to whatever. I'm not much of a font size person because it's a visual thing. I like the Braille font. It's a normal single font size. Let's see. Okay, this is what's cool. For those of you that have various degrees of vision and you want to adjust the contrast ratios, you have... Yeah.
Yellow and blue.
Yeah.
Black, yellow and black. Black on green. Green on black. White on black. Black on white.
Black lettering on a white background. So, and that's where it defaults. I mean, that's what it's normally at. But some people. Okay. For the calendar. Okay. Let me describe. And I should have done that. I'm going to describe the unit. If you're facing the unit from right to left, you have, on the very top, you have, well, first of all, the way this thing is shaped, you would think it would be a torso of a person. You have the shoulders and you have the big neck. But on the top of the right shoulder, you have a button called the action button. When you scroll through the various menus or various locations, various sub-menus, and you want to select something, you press the action button to select it. Above that, going to the left, you would have two buttons. One is flat, and the other one is just a knob. It actually is not a button, it's a knob. The knob is your volume, and it didn't pass gas. That was just a sound effect. Okay, so that's the volume. In front of that is your scan button. Going to the right, you have the home button, which is a round button with a dot in the middle. Then to the right of that, or to the left of that, is a round circle. They call it the daisy buttons. And these are your arrow buttons, up, down, left, right. And in the middle, there is a start and stop reading button. Okay, and on the far left on top is a button that will take you. It is a back button. It'll back up one level. But when you are in the main menu, that same button. Okay, I'm gonna in scan and read. This button will function as a light source control. You can turn the light on or off. Okay? We can try it if you have it. If I was to tell you yes or no, I don't think so. I think it'll just reach you to whatever text is there. No, this is not a handwriting tool. It is an OCR, optical character recognition technology. So I can go ahead and turn light on. Okay, so I can take care of that. Now, in front of the unit on either end, on the top, you have thumb wheels. I mean, big old wheels. The right wheel, or the left wheel is the one that will scroll. You can adjust your font size. Okay, when you scan a document and you want to adjust the font, you can use the wheel. On the left side, or your right, my left, this wheel will allow you to scroll up and down one line at a time as you're reading through your document you scanned in. And on the left-hand side on the bottom is a port. That's for your headphones. Above that is a power button. Okay, in the middle is your speaker. And then in above the speaker is open area, and that is your 11-inch screen for those of you that have partial vision. They also make a device called the iPal Roll, R-O-L. That one does not have a screen. It's for people like myself and others who are totally blind who don't benefit from the screen. So, yes. Yeah. Oh, we're going to do that in a second here. We're going to do that because you asked two questions about that already, so I know you're anxious to see that. The calendar, is it just a calendar or can you input information into it? You can. Okay, you know how okay, let me tell you something about that. I'm glad that you brought that up because that's where I was going with this. How many of you have appointments and you forget that you're supposed to go to an appointment? I know I do that all the time. Okay? I have this bad habit of putting things on my desk. And my wife gets on my case because my desk looks like a war zone. If you want to lose something, just put it on my desk, and I'm sure you'll lose track of it, and I will never find it, okay? However, I can go in here and record reminders, and we can find out, how to set up something. So I'm going to go into the calendar now, and we're going to go set up a reminder. Okay.
calendar. Today, Thursday, April 11th, 2013.
What?
At reminder. Today, okay. Thursday, April 11th, at remind all reminders. Next 7 days. Next 31 days. Reminders by day.
Reminders by day.
At reminder.
Okay.
Today, Thursday, April 11th, at reminder. Today, Thursday, April 11th, at reminder. Scroll to select time. 4:34 p.m. 4:35 p.m.
What time is it now? Because we are now in standard time, so. Okay, so it's almost there. So I'm going to go down to
4:34 p.m. 4:32 p.m. 4:32 p.m. 4:34 p.m. 4:38 p.m. 4:39 4:40 p.m.
Perfect. Okay. Now let's see what it tells me now.
Press action button to record.
Remember to take my medication at 8 o'clock today. Okay. I was too close to the microphone. The microphone was right in front of my nose, and I spoke right into it. So we have this thing locked in here now. So now, let me see.
4:40 p.m. at reminder.
We already have a reminder in here, so I'm going to hit the
main menu, calendar. Okay.
So now I've scheduled a reminder, and I'm going to go through some of the other features.
Calendar.
That's the calendar, so... Yes, you can input information verbally, and you can control. If you want to set something to 7 days, or you want it to be done weekly. No, I set this thing to remind me at 4:40, the alarm is going to go off. And whatever I recorded, it's going to be spoken. Yeah, like for example, okay, here's the way it would work. Let's say that I have to take a certain medication at a given hour. I can set a daily reminder to remind me to take my pills at 5 o'clock. And so at 5 o'clock, this thing will go off and remind me that I have to take my medication. I can record it now, or I can record it. See, you notice that when I went through the calendar, I was scrolling through the minutes. I can scroll through the hours also and select an hour when I want it to go off. I don't have to use the default time that it is currently, or the default hour. I can change that to whatever hour I want it to go off. Now, if I have, I said a transit appointment to be picked up at a certain time, and I'm notorious for never being ready. With this one, I can be ready because I can set it to remind me a half hour before my ride is due to get ready. Excuse me? I try to be organized, and it doesn't work. So, okay, so there's that with this. Now, so any other questions about the calendar? Okay. I have to be honest with you guys. I had the first prototype that came out of the factory. Okay, that one did not. This is brand new. I just got this one like 2 days ago. And they overnighted the product to me so I can show it to you folks. And I have not tried this one. The intent is to have it wake itself up and remind you when you power it down. Now, if it's on after 15 minutes of non-use, it'll go into sleep mode. When it's asleep, it's still on, and it will remind you. Now, if you leave it connected and the battery gets fully charged, it's got the smarts to cut the power off so it doesn't overload the battery and burn it out. So you can now have the ability to leave it on all the time, and the alarm, any alarm that's been recorded, any reminder that has been set will be spoken. Okay? So you can do that. It can do it that way. But to tell you whether or not it can turn itself on after being turned off, I have not experimented, so I don't want to lie to you and tell you that it can't do it when it cannot. Uh-oh. Shoot, it's already 4:40. It reminded me. And there is my alarm. And I wasn't even doing anything. So if I was working on something, the other day I just finished a conference call with the developers of this product, and I have forgotten that I set the alarm. And all of a sudden, I heard myself in the background, and I'm like, am I hearing voices? So those things happen. Now, let me see. What else is there? Let's go back. I scan junk mail for two reasons. Okay, I'm so sorry. Okay, she asked if I can scan two pages. How much area can I scan? Can I scan a newspaper or a magazine? Okay, and the answer to the question is you can scan anything within reason. And I say within reason because I scan paperback books. I scanned a book for a student the other day and using the prototype. And I scanned the entire book in just under 23 minutes. And it was like almost 500 pages. Okay? But to answer the question about magazines and newspaper, when the junk mail comes in, it is a high priority to locate the Burger King coupons and the Jack in the Box coupons. Okay? Those are the level of priorities in my house. Okay? So I go through the junk mail just to see what's there. And sometimes I like to read the penny saver to see what people are trying to sell that I may be interested in. And I can read that. And you know how bad the penny saver print is. They must look for the cheesiest, cheapest paper to print that on because it is god-awful, terrible. However, this device reads it. Okay? You can take a crumbled receipt. I wish I would have kept one, but I took them all out of my pocket. You can take a crumbled receipt and really, and if you guys have a receipt now, I'd love to get a hold of it to show you what it can do. Okay, the device itself? Okay, the question was, how much does the device cost? The one with the screen, the iPal A's, is $2,495. The one without the screen is $2,195. Okay? So, oh, somebody has a receipt. Ooh, wow. Let's put this device to the test. Absolutely. You make that baby into a ball. Okay. All right. All right. Ooh, I love it. Ooh, this is great. Okay. While I unfold this receipt, I am going to tell you that in terms of the size of the stuff that you can read, I scanned a physics book that I own that has, I have an engineering degree, so I have a lot of weird books, okay? So I was reading something on photosynthesis, and which was one of the most boring subjects, but the thing is that I was able to read it, and the pages stretched an inch and a half beyond the edges of the unit. And it read it fine. Yeah. And my friend says that given the layout of the device, how the cameras are positioned, it may be that we can go as much as 3 inches outside of the boundaries. So that gives you a good space. I scanned. What I do when I get the newspaper, like the Los Angeles Times or USA Today, I fold it in quarters. And I can get almost the whole thing read without a problem. Okay, now I'm going to scan this baby. Let me see what we can do here. Let's see. Okay. Don't. Take a picture. Good camera. Let's see what it does. Because that receipt was very. There you go. Does it work? Is that good or what? And that thing was wrinkled beyond anything. I had to take my time and unwrinkle it so I can just lay it flat enough so I can take a picture of it. And it's still wrinkled. See, it tells you everything. Okay. Okay. Yes. There's two ways you can, and I was about ready to go into what happens after you scan stuff. Before I go to that, let me just cover one more area for those of you that are partially sighted. How many of you have digital cameras? And you know how small that little camera is? I mean, the little window is to look at the pictures you take? If you have those pictures on a thumb drive, you can plug the thumb drive on the side of your computer, on the side of this device, go into your photo viewer, which I'm going to do right now.
Main menu, scan and read, magnification, calendar, photo album.
Okay. Now, is there a picture on the screen? Okay. Yeah. You can scroll through pictures. You can upload pictures and look at them. For some people, especially seniors who want to have pictures of their grandchildren and can't really look at the paper pictures, and it's easier for them to see them on an LED screen, this is cool because you can upload this. Now, if you're a student and you have a professor that likes to put charts and graphs up on the thing, if you can get those babies and put them on a thumb drive, you can load them onto here and be able to look at them and magnify it as well. So that's pretty cool how that works. Yes. If you let's say, for example, you scan in your phone bill and you have columns, you can go in column mode and scroll up and down each column as you go. Okay, so you can do that. Now, you know what? If I was to give you an answer on that, the question was, so do the pictures get distorted by when they get enlarged because you're stretching it, basically? I really cannot answer that. I would assume that the amount of effort that was put into this design, one of the intents was to allow you as the partially sighted individual to enlarge the pictures or the image to see it without any distortion. Okay? So, I mean, the engineer that designed the visuals. Okay, that's Donna, right? Donna is asking a very good question. Does the system know, does it matter if you lay a document right side up, upside down, sideways, or what have you? No, it doesn't matter. It will identify and identify it and make the necessary adjustments to read that data. So you don't have to worry about putting things upside down, right side up, or sideways. Okay? So now I'm going to go into, okay, we scanned something now. Let's see what happens. I'm going to go into save mode. Okay, let me see. What happened here? Uh-oh.
Main menu, photo album.
Oh, let's go up here.
Scan and read.
Scan and read.
Press scan button to read a page. Save.
Okay, it said save. In the save options, you have
open,
delete. Okay, that's the main menu.
Save.
In save mode, in the save now.
Save without voice label.
That means that when you save something, you don't give it a voice label. If you remember the date and time when you scan something, it'll save with that time and date on it. So whatever I scan now, it'll be saved with today's date and the time. I may not have the time right, but I know that I have the date correct because it is the 11th of April. So, and then I can go down here to
save with voice label.
So if I was to do to press that,
pizza received for $3.50 and no change.
Once again, I was too close to the microphone. Confirm save. Let's confirm it. Okay, there was no image to save because I haven't scanned anything. So it told me there's no current image. So now let's go down here. Okay, let me see here. Back up. Oh, you rotten thing. Save. Okay, so. Save book. If I was to scan a book, I can say save book and press enter.
Microsoft, mixer manual. Oh, oops, too bad.
Microsoft, mixer manual. Confirm save.
Confirm save.
Start scanning pages.
Okay, watch this. This is cool. I have this same brochure here for my mixer back there. So I am going to scan this. Okay, here we go. Start scanning. Two pages, just like that. Okay, and here we go. I can just keep on scanning until I finish scanning the book, and then I can process it later. So, I can go in and, you know what, on this software, I can tell that on the computer version of this product, I can do that, but on this one, I haven't tried it. Why do you ask difficult questions? It's in your nature. That's wonderful.
Could you play this or listen to it on a different device?
Well, see, now you asked a real cool question because the answer is yes.
The question was, can you first, the first question was, what is the file type? And then she asked, can you save this and play it on another device? And the answer is yes. What it's doing right now, it is creating images. Okay, I'm just creating images of each page. Now, when I'm done with this, which is going to be... Now, that's enough. I must have scanned about 10 pages. So now I'm going to hit the... what do you call it? Save button. Okay. Let's see here. Come on. Be nice. Okay, it should be done with this. Book saved.
Opening page number 1 of 8.
Okay, opening page number 1 of 8 pages. Now, watch this.
Audio signal carries an unwanted hum, no or low sound from a channel, too much low level noise in the mix, interference from appliances, such as air conditioners, not using TRS cables, phantom power is not turned on, microphone is damaged, channel level is trill. Instrument volume is gained.
Now, remember I told you that I can use the wheel to scroll? I'm scanning through it. Okay. Now, if this was a table, I can hold down both the right and left arrow buttons together. I can switch the table mode. And if I had columns, I can read up and down each column. And then I can get out of it. Okay. Okay. I'm back to column mode because it's a single column. So now I am going to do one more thing here. Let's see.
Appliances such as air conditioners, not using TRS cables.
Okay. Okay. It doesn't like me. But I'm going to show you who's boss. Hello. Okay, I think I may have lost it, but it said that it saved it, so I'm sure I didn't lose anything. So, I'm going to...
Light on. Press scan button to read a page. Save. Open.
We're going to open.
Open book.
Okay, we're going to open that book. Yep. Okay. Convert book to text. You can save it as a text file, as a TXT file, or you can convert it to an MP3. So, like what I did for this young lady at the university is I scanned in her 500-plus page book, and she wanted to save it so she can listen to it on her Victor stream. So I saved it as an MP3 file, and it saves it. You can open the book. So we're going to open the book. Okay, hang on. Actually, I wanted to something better than that. Okay, there's two ways you can do it. The right now, the file is saved in its memory. The recommended practice is that if you want to scan something you're going to be sharing with somebody else, or you're going to be saving something you want to move to another mobile device, use a thumb drive. You can get a thumb drive now for $1.50 or more. I found $1.50 for a 4-gig thumb drive, which I thought was a pretty good price. Tiger Direct. They had them, and I bought 10 of them. Yep. So, but the good thing about this is that I can save to the thumb drive and take it anywhere. And on the Victor stream, you know, you have a little adapter that you can plug in that allows you to plug the thumb drive in, and you can listen to it from the thumb drive if you want to. So there is that. Now, as an MP3 file, you can move it over. No, I don't want to open. I want to. Okay, let's open. Let's convert it to text. Okay, let's see what it does. It's converting the book. Okay? It's going. It's converting. So it goes through. When I did the conversion last time, I just stayed back and let it do its thing and moved on to doing other stuff, and I didn't have to worry about it. So it's pretty good. Yes. If you guys have any other questions, if you don't have any questions, you need your receipt? She wants a receipt. There you go. You have an answer, I hope. Mm-hmm. Yes, you can. Yeah. You can, okay, the two formats you have is TXT or MP3 right now, okay? And if you have it in a TXT format, you can bring it into almost anything. And the MP3, you can play almost anywhere. So there's that. Now, the question was asked, how much does this device weigh? It only weighs just around 3 pounds. And it comes with its own carrying case. It comes with a little carrying case with a shoulder strap. And that's it. So, any other questions? You want the name of this device? This is called the iPal Ace. A-C-E. And this is made by ABIC. Any other questions? No, this one doesn't have an. It's got a USB plug-in. A USB, yes. Mm-hmm. But there's no internal memory. Is basic flash memory. So, and you have 4 gig. You can store a lot in 4 gigs. Yeah. Yep. So. Okay, Bernice, the floor is yours.